You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, hello, everyone. This is Roy Masters again. And those of you who are joining me for the first time, this is not the ordinary talk show. It's mainly me that speaks. I wish you would speak up to me, because I can fulfill what I mean by a discussion with you. However, I know this is not the ordinary radio network program. I've been on the air for 56 years coming. Oh, next. Yes, it's next year already, isn't it? And so I have shared under difficult conditions when the media was at its highest power to take people out like me and make me disappear for 50 years, but not quite. It only made me stronger. And that is what I want to teach you something about that. So that, well, we'll come to a program here. This I need to carry it through from yesterday. So let me start with the truth that sets you free. Do you know what that truth is? I shall tell you. It's in the scripture. It says, be still and know I'm God. And if you say it that way, it has a meaning. But the point is, what is be still? And I will share that with you on the program. To those of you listening to me the first time, my background is I'm a diamond cutter by profession. I am an expert, if I may use the word, 3.5 years with the Institute of Hypnosis in Houston, until I discovered that hypnosis was the problem of all human beings. And you might think to yourself, and this is a continuation from yesterday's program, we'll say some things that I'll pick up and start it again after the break in a few minutes with all the details. I just want you to know that this program is not meant to be entertainment. It's for enlightenment. And for enlightenment to come to you, you must see by that light. You must be prepared to see by the light that shines within you what your problems are. And it's important for a certain kind of person, which I hopefully represent, and most people don't, no matter, I don't have a degree. And that doesn't mean, that means I belong to that which taught me. I don't want to believe, I don't want to be in the hands of those that teach religion or meditation, because it's not a teaching thing. It is understanding your faults and beginning with the first fault, which is tiny, tiny little thing which you may not see. And if you listen to this program, and I won't, and you're beginning to see what I'm saying, because I have a certain light that I have discovered that can cause you to see through your eyes and through your ears. How can I say it? Jesus said it to the Pharisees, who were intellectuals, but nothing like him. And we all have to be like him in order for us to fulfill a purpose of eternal life. So a lot of people live and die and never find the truth. For narrow is the way, and few are those that find it. But in these days, it's easier to find more people because we have radio and internet. So it's possible to help a whole country rather than just a few believers. I'm not going to teach you religion. I don't want you to belong to me. I don't want to own you. I don't want you to belong to my organization. I want to read something to you. I don't think maybe I have time for it, but listen to this. What is the foundation of human understanding? It's an association of belonging to the whole human family, but to which no one can belong. There are no dues, no membership, no offices, because you cannot belong to no one but yourselves. There is no badge, no seal, no rules, no curriculum, no legislation, no committee, no... Oh, we're running. That's... I'm trying to finish the end of it, but there comes my music, and I'm going to continue, not with this. It was a filth, just to make sure that you cannot belong to anybody but your Creator. That's all.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the program. I want to continue my subject matter from last night. And I would be very pleased if, when you get hold of what I'm saying, the simplicity of it, there'll be questions in the hearts of good people and evil people, and permanently evil people take pleasure in destroying your innocence. But I will help restore what's done to you by cruelty and folly of your failing parents and your failing teachers who teach failing and make failing good. Your Obama, if you don't mind me saying so, he's on his way out, but he loves the worst in people. There are people who love the worst in people. The pusher, the dope pusher, loves the worst in you. You understand what that does. And what happens if you're a weak man and you marry a woman that wants love, and you don't know what it is, you want to be loved? Do you see the same thing? She rises to the occasion of your need, and you get demoralized by it, and you become addicted to her, the pleasure she gives you. That makes her a whore, not your wife, etc., etc. I'm going to say things like that, and you can be very disturbed, but please be very careful. Do not be angry with me, and I'll tell you why. It's dangerous to be angry and cruel to other people. But there's a terrible danger of when a person such as myself, that has an understanding which I want to share with you, and there are good people listening out, and the good people will greet me this way. It's like a breath of fresh air. That's what it feels like. But to the wicked, that are permanently wicked or temporarily wicked, that's a different thing, because there's a chance that by being angry with me you feel guilty, and then something inside you will say, now why am I angry with Roy Masters? He's just telling me the truth. See, so your first reaction has allowed me to get inside. That's right, and undo the hypnoidal state you're in. Hypnoidal, yes, you heard it right. But the bad guy, who's bad forever and damned, and there are people like that who don't want to get better but want to make you worse and enjoy themselves, like ISIS, variations of that in our society, you will have a dangerous reaction to me that could, here's the word, kill you. And you, and there's about hundreds of thousands of different ways it will kill you. It would. I can just explain this to you simply. An ordinary person, this is the statistics. An ordinary person, just like you, if you're angry and you're not a bad person, and you get involved with more anger, then there's a 10 times chance, more chance of having an accident or whatever than if you were just in a normal state. So you're going to be, but you can multiply that by 1,000 if you get upset with me. The torment will be horrible because I am really, really trying to free you from everybody, everything, including myself. I want to help you, and I don't want you to be addicted to Roy Masters. If you want to pass it forward and support the program, that would be gracious. But I'm not going to put any pressure on you and never will. I don't want you to belong to anything, because if you belong to anything, you're not belonging to God. You can't belong to a church. You can't belong to your wife. You can't belong to your children. You can't belong, but you can love them. And if you want them, if you want to belong, you have to do some strange things. It will cost you to belong. And the more you belong, the more you, the less you are to yourself, no matter what it is. But we're not going to go into that now. I just wanted to start that as an opening. Last night, and speaking of being manipulated and inheriting identity, nearly every person on earth, I would say there are exceptions. I'm not talking to exceptions, because the bulk of the people listening to me are walking in their parents' shoes. You may not see it for a while, but as you get older, you'll see the frustrations and the war and the various marriage divorces, etc., etc. All going by the same principles that human beings experience. Your experience is not just fashionable, and you're not the only one. Everybody has within them an entity, and to the degree that you respond to the world around you, so the entity speaks through you. If you want to take it to the most dangerous work on earth, which is being a soldier, then you have something called post-traumatic stress disorder. That's a name which they don't know what it is anyway, and they don't know how to cure it. I do. We'll come to that later on. If you want to call, you can call me 800-866-8883. But what they say, all of them say the same thing. You're bringing home the enemy. That's very clear. We are, the soldiers that we have are civilized, but the people they fight are really evil. And when they see horror, when they see a woman's head chopped off, when you see a child being molested and burned and tortured, when you see a woman that's cut open and a stomach and the baby pulled out and smashed against the wall, I mean, when you see that, the shock will put the nature of the person in you, because the hate is so great, the shock is so great, you are dislodged from your former estate. And something, the nature of the wicked ones get inside you. And more soldiers die, I think it's 10 times more soldiers die from post-traumatic stress disorder by the spirit that's in them, because the spirit in them is very loud. And it says to them, when they get home, it says to them, the ones that kill themselves, which is 22 a day, it was 24 a day, and God knows how, in all the different wars, the number of people who kill themselves are more than the people that die in battle. And what makes them kill themselves? It's the entity that I say you have. You all have it to some degree. Through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race. So something is spreading like it is like a disease. It's like a disease that goes from generation to generation. And it multiplies itself. You're doing unto others what was done to you. And so, in that sense, you're standing in your mother's shoes. Or your father's shoes. See? And if you look very carefully, you're trying not to be. But that will make you just the opposite. One is a bully and one is an appeaser to a bully. There are no other relationships except virtue. And we will discuss the difference because virtue is gets you belong to the Creator, and reaction and being born into culture. The innocent part of you born into culture gets inside you in a hypnoidal. The word hypnoidal is hypnosis. It's hypnosis lasts for your whole lifetime. And somebody or something is transforming, putting into you what was put into them. And then you do to others without what was done to you without knowing you're doing it. Let's say you get upset with your children. Do you think that's a good thing? Well, you say you can make an excuse. You can say, well, how else would you discipline them? Being impatient is, you know, you've got to be strong with your kids. But that's the wrong strong. What you've just done is upset the kid because there's no love in your impatience. Patience is a virtue. And patience is forever. Simple. And what you're looking for is the perfect way of life of dealing with people and realizing that your mother, let me go back now, that your mother and your father have been demoralized just by being born into culture, and the culture gets into them and takes the place of innocence and loyalty to the spoken words, and rather to the unspoken word of Paradise Lost. So, now let me just go a little bit further and give you the phone number 800-866-8883 if you want to call me. And I will show you that all diseases, nearly all sufferings, 95% of everything is wrong with the world, has a beginning of Adam, which is now shared through the whole human race. And you can smile and be a friendly person, but still, deep inside, you're not happy. See? And when you look happy, people think, what a wonderful person you are. But it's a persona. Your kindness is a fraud. It's an act. And if people love you for the act and think, well, what a wonderful person, that wonderful person is only a shield. It's an illusion. And damned if you get respect from people because it makes you feel better, but you're not getting any better, you're getting worse, because you're now a slave of being nicer to people and putting on a persona, a mask. See, and so when they love the mask, they're emboldening that which is behind the mask, which is the identity that's not you. See, you understand this, and if you don't understand it, give me a call. But now let me tell you, now I'm establishing that every person on earth has a problem of anxiety ever since the day you were born. And you came in not so much in the born, but you may have existed long enough to be 2 or 3 years old and then suddenly be aware of the horror around you and the cruelty and there's a fighting with your husband and your wife, mother and father, and not understanding you and being rude to you and pushing you and all the things that parents do without knowing that they're doing it and thinking they're being parents by being rude and mean or too nice. See? You see the injustice around you and it gets inside you. And so you become like Adam. In other words, don't go away. The music is coming. We'll be right back. All right, now let me just explain this. What comes up through your past, what travels through the whole human race of every race and color and creed, always, is an identity crisis. What Adam fell to Eve, and you'll notice that men look to women for love. That's the worst thing you can do. Men who are really men do not look for love. Jesus didn't look for love. He loved. And we need to discuss what that is. But let me just express it first. And if you want to call me, you can question me on this, because let me explain to you the post-traumatic stress disorder thing aspect. I'm making a little world around it. Now, when you understand how evil works, you have to understand how it works. It comes through the generations. It comes through every generation. Your mother had it, your father had it, your grandfather had it, your great 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 all the way back to Adam. And his excuse is the evidence that he has been altered. The excuse is a lie. Everybody who makes an excuse has been motivated by something he doesn't see, and which establishes itself, entangles itself in your mind, so that you're subject to it and not God. And so therefore it talks to you in your head, so that your thinking is not your real thinking. It's something thinking or causing you to think and believe, and then also to doubt what you know is right in your heart. It wants you to doubt what's right in your heart, because doubt has and faith have two different, they're juxtaposed against each other. There's 180 degrees different between the two. Faith is love. There's no emotion. You feel nothing. In other words, you're just aware, and you have within you a new light. So you have a new light, and it shines through your eyes. You have eyes that see, and then you have another light that projects light into the world around you, which neutralizes the energy. It's an energy field, and it contains behavior. It contains your future, your history of what you're going to do. So everything you do, according to your calmness and your dignity, and your connection to, or your reconnection to your Creator, which is easy to do, by the way, is your purpose. It's your story, and the story has to be written not by the spoken word, not by the people who are authorities over you with a spoken word. You can do what you like with it, but be careful that it doesn't take away your trust in yourself. And so that when you see something that doesn't make sense, don't hate it. Just notice it doesn't make sense. But be careful you don't resent those who are opposed to you, who confuse you, who are mean to you. Because being mean to you is to rob you of your, take you away, to lie, to pretend to be your friend, etc., etc. When you find that they're not your friend, the shock is great. And shock is what disconnects you from your innocence. And understanding that, all you need to do is find a way to where it says, be still and know. Be still. I said in the beginning of this program, I will share that with you, but you need to call me and have a chat with me about what your problem is. It would be very nice. But let me just come back to the same thing over and over again. So, evil is an entity. And it's no such thing as psychology. It is an entity that does the same thing to everybody. So if you have an addiction, every addiction is exactly the same. It's this disenchantment to what has magic in you. In other words, how can I say it? I have to use a metaphor from the Bible. You cannot serve two masters. So you react to one, and if you react to the world around you and you come into it, and you will, because it's full of cruelty and foolishness and pretense and being illusional or being dishonest around you. You have to experience that when you come into it, and it gets inside you and displaces the place of God. You're reacting. You cannot serve two masters. You will react to one and not the other. If you react to the one outside, then you are disconnected from God practically from the day you're born. Or you may have come up to 12 or 13 and manage yourself fairly well, then when all of a sudden something horrible will strike you. And it's, you know, there's no way out but react to it, because you don't understand what reaction is. You're innocent, and also ignorant. Innocence and ignorance, the same thing. Because innocence, when it's lost, is ignorance. So what displaces your relationship with God is now in charge of you. And that is coming through the generation. So it began with two, but it ends with the whole human race. And all of you inherit your nature of your parents. Either you are the extension standing in their shoes, or you are doing to other, yes, and you become like your mother or mother, your father, or you will, I was looking for another word to say, I lost it. But anyway, I'm just getting away from a subject and I want to come back to it again. So, everybody who has been disconnected from the Creator is either an appeaser or a bully. So just let me make a point with a bully and the cruel person. A cruel person could be cruel right to the soul and never be never ever have hope, like the thief on the cross. They were both thieves, and one was a good thief and the other one wasn't, and they had the same proclivity, same sin. But one of them didn't want to be that way, but couldn't stop it. Even as the day he was on the cross, he was forgiven and redeemed, because the whole life he couldn't find it. And there it was. Well, we'll be like that, don't we? This is the few minutes I have, and I'll go back to my subject because it's tedious. And you might not grasp it the first time, and I have to find different ways of saying it. And tonight I'm going to go through how evil hides itself in the person that you think is good, and that's seduction. And the other way is when a person is mean and has been hurt and has lost something to a bully and then recovers his sense of strength by becoming a bully to somebody weaker than himself. That's doing unto others what was done to you, not doing unto others what was done, what you should have done to you. You see, I didn't say it right. Let me say it right again. You do unto others as you would have them do unto you, not what they did unto you. But you can't help but doing it, because you have to. You are compelled to either serve the bully, because the bully loves the worst in you. He's planted the worst in you. Obama, for example, rose up after many years of schooling, you know, the kind of school that you are talking about. And so the children are broken by the teachers. So there's millions of people that are crying out, and they're broken and non-virtuous, and enjoying their lack of virtue, pleasure, growth, all the bad things, drugs, alcohol, anything. No, having sex like dogs in an alley. You see, anything. And anything to kill the pain, anything to give pleasure. But it gets worse and worse here. And so enough people have that. And he rises as a president because he loves the worst in people. That's a sociopath. See, the psychopath is the one that's an angry person. But this one is a sweet and wonderful person. And he speaks about all beautiful things, and you love him, and he rewards you. But he's slowly but surely taking you to pieces and eating your life out, the life forces. But you still will love him. Hitler was able to do that. And Obama did it, almost. We're not finished with it yet. Because it was left behind a whole half a country. Roughly half a country who loved what loved them and made their worse feel better. But it was only an illusion of being better. It wasn't real, never was. And that those are the people who are now broken and don't like Trump, so to speak. I like Trump because he's real. And the people who don't like him are broken. And they are affected by virtue. They're affected by virtue as you are. If you're getting angry with me right now, you're getting affected by virtue. And it's very dangerous, so be careful. Call me if you have a reaction to me. I can help you overcome that. And we can be friends. All right, don't go away.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Now evil, it carries itself. Evil does not have a body. Evil needs the body to have it to do its work, so that to destroy and create misery and suffering and murder and horror, until there's no one left to inherit the kingdom. And so, but everybody has it. Everybody has the inheritance of it. You can't get away from it. It's very rare that you find a person that survives very long. As long as that thing is inside you, you must understand that the person, next time the person is mean to you, he's the extension, he's lost his innocence, and is now wants to get back what is lost to the bully, and has become a bully himself. See? And to do unto others what was done to you, and to vent it, and to feel strong, and by making you wrong, and to rule over you, because you could have an appeaser. But you got to be very careful about the person who is weak, because that person, if he attacks, he vents on this person stronger than himself. He becomes more of a wimp. See? So if you're going to stand up to somebody, you need to have something extraordinary. So let me start again. All over again. It's very simple. There is an identity crisis in every one of you that cannot be cured by anything on earth. Drugs, alcohol, medicine, legal or illegal, there is no cure for it. You will die from it. And you will die from it in other words, you will be shaped, continuously shaped by the world around you, until you get more and more misery, until you live in your head, and your fantasies as you get older, you're dreaming, and you can't get rid of the dreaming and the endless loops of thoughts, and the struggle you get to know what was right and how to do what was right, but you know there's such a thing as a right, but you don't know what it is. And the more but there's two kinds of right. There's two kinds of love. One is lust, but you call it love, and you may be in that role. You may think that more lust is more love. And every highest is a new low. And it creates an addiction, but it's still food. And you do that with food, you die. Half of you will die from eating. The other half will die from cancer of some kind. And some other sicknesses in between, depending upon what kind of addiction you have. But addiction is the same thing. It's whatever it is you use and call it addiction. It doesn't matter if it's stamp collecting and feeling high on it, or money, or nice car. It doesn't matter. The more you get, the more you want. The further you are away from reality. It's fun in the beginning when you achieve that, but damned if you achieve it, because it's a false fulfillment. And all of a sudden you find that you're hungry again. Maybe you can get more. Maybe if you try hard enough. And the journey towards it is away from God. And so while you're moving and getting benefits and feeling better and making more money, your addiction to money and success is further away from God. And when you stop, strangely, you become more unsure of yourself and more anxiety. And in order to overcome the anxiety, you set another goal. And damned if you get it, and damned if you don't. You'll die from that. You'll die from being successful. What you call successful, it's not. It's all the same one thing. It's one thing. That's all there is to it. And that's an addiction. And it doesn't matter what addiction it is, it's all the same. It all feeds the dark side in those who seduce you. Now, let's get back to the point. Now, in the dark, this is how it works. I said that evil needs the body. It doesn't have a body. And so, but what is started with Adam is extending through the ages, through one man's sin and death through sin. Spreads through the human race. Got it, right there. So the origin of that demon, the demon thing, entity, is there. two people. One does the other, and in the garden they weren't ashamed. But when they ate of the fruit, they were ashamed of themselves, and they put fig leaves on, because they begin to become part animals and part humans. And that's possible, because the inhuman part will torment you, and other inhuman people will work on you and demoralize you and degrade you, and you become more and more one of them, or trying not to be one of them and giving in and being an appeaser. So as an appeaser, you're dying. As a bully, you're dying. You're both dying, the bully and the appeaser to the bully. There's no way out. Your illness is in the head, is the same. Exactly. But now coming back to how it works. It is silent, clearly, something inside the person that wants to hurt you. And what you must realize is that it's clever enough to hide itself from you. Remember I told you about hypnosis, how I met my wife, and many other things I've done in my life with hypnosis. It is a kind of sleep that you don't know you're in, and something else, something other lives inside you, but you can't sense what it is, but it's taking shape in you. And it's taking shape in you slowly but surely, getting you to do something stupid and making excuses for it, or doing unto others what was done to you, so that it pleases it that it's created another person that will not find paradise. See? And so it's inside you. And you can stifle it if you want to, but it's there. And I want to just hold on to this idea, if you don't mind. And so the evil is so clever that it puts itself inside a person and operates through the person to get to the next person, and so on, exponentially, 2, 4, 16, and 16 times 32, 16 times whatever it is, it's exponentially. And it's what the whole human race, it extends to the whole human race. There's when Obama was here, he still is, but he loved the worst in every race and color and creed. In other words, you will see the kind of people he's destroyed and demoralized, who love being demoralized and being loved for it. He loved the worst in people. And he continues making people worse through multiplying themselves in the dark places in the inner cities, and make sure that women are whores and have babies, and they can only wake up one day and have no happiness or only misery, and look for someone to love them. And it's the politician that set this in motion, and then for you will need the love of that person. Just like the bullies in the gangs, they need a leader to love them murderous ways. And the worse the leader is, the more strong the leader is. So if he gets really angry with someone and shoots him, do you think everybody would take their guns out and shoot him? No, it means that he's more wicked, and it has effect on them. They take notice of it, and they are motivated by that and empowered by that, because he doesn't seem to have any guilt. See that? And so that there's something inside everybody that is moves the state of mind forward to the next generation. And so that's why you need to forgive your mother, for she knows not what she does. She really doesn't do it. I told you it is when I met my wife. And the first days I met her, first night, she had a headache. And I put my head, finger on her forehead and took it away. But then she opened her eyes and said, "Oh, thank you very much." But you see, what she didn't know, she had gone into a sleep. She's was in a sleep all her life, but she doesn't look like she's asleep. Her personality was a personality, it wasn't real. It still isn't, by the way. I can't make her better. You can't force it. But you can take advantage of it. There's a big difference. I never would take advantage of it, hoping that one day she'd see it. She hasn't seen it yet. And she is, she's suffering from that, I'm sorry to say. But anyway, I stand by her with the hope of that she will see it, but you can't force it. And let me say it again, because it's so important. So the evil is inside, and it's the hypnotist. And that which is in you was in Adam. Or it was that Adam was weak, and Eve rose to the occasion and seduced him, and he was disconnected from the Creator, because he made the excuse. He didn't have. You got to stop making your excuses. Otherwise, you can see those excuses are all lies. It's in other words, you're a liar. Basically, if you make an excuse, you're a liar. And if you make excuses for yourself, you may get excuses from other people. When you run out of your own excuses, you look for people to love you as you are and tell you what a good person you are when you're not. And you have to pay a price for that. Now we go back to the story again. We go back to the story. And the story is this. The spirit of that is inside you, inherited. That's different from Adam. You inherit this. The thief on the cross inherited. The bad one too, but the bad one enjoyed it, and he made fun of it. And Jesus, the other one says, "We deserve what we got." There it is, right there. You deserve what you're dying from. You deserve all your suffering. Why don't you take a look and listen what I'm saying and understand that something is moving through you that isn't you? All right. So understand this. You do not know the quality of that person, meaning he doesn't like the way he is. He wants to be better, but he can't help himself. So let this person is angry with you, or is intimidating you. Okay? He cannot do it because he's standing in something has entered into him when he was a kid. And that's the way he behaves. And he's learned to thrive to some degree, but get worse when he. Thriving, it's not him that's thriving, it's what's in him that's making him worse thriving. But the entity is thriving, and he starts to not be able to control his thoughts, endless loops of thoughts, and getting more angry and more dependent on drugs to take away the pain of the hound of heaven following you all the way to the grave. You think that anxiety is the problem. No, it's the solution. If you can sit still for a minute, I'll show you how that's done. You can you can have the anxiety and watch it. It's like your fingers are scratching a chalkboard. I know how horrible it feels. It's the most horrible feeling. It's the horrible. It makes you want to kill yourself or kill somebody. That's another thing we need to talk about. It can vent that way, or it cause you to commit suicide. How many of you have thought of suicide? Yes, about 80% of you have thought of suicide at one time. And a lot of people do it. And coming back to the veterans, they are suffering the most. They see the most horror, more so horror than most than you do. There are places where people see horror and and et cetera, et cetera. But the military see that horror, unbelievable horror. But the whole idea of the enemy is to put their nature inside our soldiers and bring it home. And then it begins to talk to you. It actually begins to talk to you in your head. And it's not your thoughts, but you think it's your thoughts, and you think that how wicked you are. You're not wicked. It's something else. Something is being wicked inside you. And you're the extension of that. You're extension of the will of that thing inside you. And so you have to understand. Yes, you have to have to understand that the person that is angry with you has that, as you do. Don't go away.
Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, I'll say it another way. Ready? Let me see if I can say it this way. Yes. The devil, evil, is very subtle. And human beings, as in scriptures, are made in the image of God, correct? That's what it says. It's correct. Even though you're not as beautiful as he is, you see, but you're still made in the image of it, and you're being destroyed, and you're becoming twisted and gnarled and all kinds of things and sick, and instead of growing in a proper way and developing an internal being. And when you shed the external being, you'll find yourself in paradise. Whatever that is, I can share that with you one day. But what is important is the process of you dying, and helps to make a turn so you can live. So, because the evil knows that that every person is made in the image of God, he makes sure that the outer shell of himself as you, see, the outer shell, your behavior, it has inside that makes you different from, for example, myself, who I know how to deal with people like you who hate me this minute. Got it? And so he knows that if he can get his victim, that's whether you are a victim and not know that you're a victim. You don't know that it's something inside you that makes you do this. And psychiatry cannot get it. They don't have the foggiest idea what I'm talking about. But the point of, you know what I'm talking about. He knows it this way. The spirit is there, and it hides in there, and it acts through the person who thinks it doesn't like what it does, but he can't stop. Or he does like what he does and can't stop. And so what is happening is, if you resent, what he wants you to do is to resent the image of God. Even a twisted person is still a human being. See, you may have no legs or something, you may have but still a human being. And so he's made in the image of God. And if you hate the image of God, if you resent that image, you are rejecting God and accepting the spirit that is moving through the flesh of the human being made in the image of God. So that's why the scriptures tell you, to be angry with your brother is murder. Gotta be careful. And you continue to cause destruction to that person or that person will do it to you, and in the doing to you, he's also committing the sin, and you reacting to the sinner are becoming the extension of that, and so on and so forth. And you get married, and you get, and your wife has got a problem that you see, it's there, it's in everybody. The very fact that he uses the human body to get you to hate the form of God. And if you can see through that and see that there's an entity in the person, and but first of all you have to come to grips with the entity within yourself. He says, this Roy Master is making sense. And so you have it in your heart right this minute, if you're listening carefully, there's a breath of fresh air. And that breath of fresh air is the beginning of your life. The fact that you love it, just like Jesus on the cross, one didn't like it. The bad thief didn't like it, hated it, laughed at him even while he's standing there. And the other one said, but we deserve what we got. He says, you'll be with me in paradise, don't worry. So I'm telling you this, you have a good country. You have an opportunity to find out what the problem is and not give yourself over to the doctors and psychiatrists who do not know what the hell they're doing. You could say the same thing to me, but you won't call because you're a coward. You can't take on a person like me. There isn't one. Yeah, because there isn't me. You're not dealing with me. I'm just flesh and blood. I have my eyes closed. You see, if you look at my, if you watch me do my program, I think my eyes are open. In the last hour, I've been sitting here with my eyes closed, and it was as though as my life was open. I can see what I'm saying, but my mouth moves by itself. I know I've understood all these things before and explained them to many, many, many times, but every time I say it, is I'm helping to save another person. And so I don't mind if it comes through again and again and again, and I find different ways, I discover different ways of saying it. And you see, I've spent several hours in the last week or so on this subject, and it will take a little while for you to grasp it, but do you feel, is there a sense of, wow, this, I never heard a person talk like this. I don't read from a book or from a parchment or a week's writing for Sunday morning. I speak to you from my heart, and this is where you should be. And so I become invulnerable to, not because I'm invulnerable, but I've become that because I'm running on a different energy from within that neutralizes the cruelty of the world and makes me a stronger person, and perhaps awakens somebody who has that thing in them. Okay, so I'll be back in just a minute to give you an address to support my program, will you? All right, now please take this notice. I need your support. If I help you, don't give me anything. I'm not going to push you. I'm just going to give you an address. If I help you, pay it forward, meaning I can stay on the air for somebody else. That's called paying forward. I'm an old geezer. I don't need the money. Thank you very much. I only have a few seconds left. Post Office Box 1000, Rance Pass, Oregon, 97528. That's for checks. And phone number is 800-877-3227, 24 hours a day. But in the daytime, there's people there, and the weekend, there's somebody who picks up the phone. Thank you, and fh2.com if you want to go to my website. Thank you very much, and see you tomorrow.